Hey, man.
My heart's burning for.
Bless you, brother, Sister Sharon.
Raymond Hester and my friend Elaine. He's not doing real good, so y'all just say a special prayer for him today. They had to move him last night in the unit. So he's got congested heart failure. They can't keep the fluid off his heart. But, you know, he knows God.
Amen.
He knows God. So
it's well with his soul.
Y'all just keep him in your prayer today.
Yeah, we can be in bad health physically, but we can still be well with our soul. And I'm glad, praise God, that we can all make that boast. It's well with our soul. Amen.
That's right.
This is a favorite song that we love to sing. This
Amen.
Is
my
praise. What we're going to do ain't no great.
Yeah. Amen.
We're going to do this for all the Smith girls back there.
Amen.
Karen. She loves this song.
Help me.
Amen.
I was praying that I get through it.
All right. You do it, Sister Joanne.
Ain't no great. Now you can take me out to that graveyard, and you can lay this old body down. But on that resurrection morning,
yeah,
I'm gonna get up.
No matter how deep that grave is. Ain't that good?
Amen.
You know, my husband lays out there in that grave.
Bless you.
But one of these days, these graves are going to burst wide open.
Yes, right.
We're all going to meet up there.
Hell, man, what a meeting that's going to be.
And I'm going to meet him one of these days. That's what I've got to look for. I know I'm going to meet him again.
Woo!
That's what I keep telling all my kids and my grandkids and great-grandkids.
Yeah.
If you want to see me and your grandfather,
go where I'm going.
You better live right. Amen.
Hey, make
it right before it's too late.
Amen.
Woo!
God's not the God of the dead. He's the God of the living, praise God.
That's right.
Bless the Lord. Can sing and get it out. I can't sing a lick. But praise God for those that can. Amen.
Amen.
I tell you what, buddy, I got a blessing out of that.
Amen.
I know we're on the clock. I understand we got a schedule. But can you imagine if we was in eternity?
Amen.
We
We didn't have to worry about what time it is. We didn't have to worry about prior engagement. We didn't have to worry about troubles and trials. But we could just enjoy
the
time God affords us. Man, I enjoyed them songs. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm a little noisy. I can't help it. I got saved 31 years ago, and I still ain't got over it. I don't know how anybody does, but I for sure ain't.
Amen.
Man, oh man, I kind of wish I could go through it again. My pastor said you'll have to go somewhere else. We only do it one time here. I said, okay, brother. But it was a wonderful thing. I still remember the storms in my soul. I still remember the waves beating and the wind blowing. And I still remember that great calm.
Amen. Thank
when
you.
When the peace of God took place.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Man, I wish the world had an overdose of that.
Right.
And we hear about all these people who got drugs problems.
Right.
I heard a preacher one time, Brother Mitchell, he said they had drug problems in his house. He said, my mama drug us to church every Sunday. That's kind of drug problems.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's other kind of alternatives to drugs, amen?
Yes.
I'll tell you what, my mama didn't drag me to church. My daddy and my mom, the only time I heard God's name in our house was in a vain way, you blaming God for whatever. They took the Lord's name in vain. That didn't stop me from getting saved. The great God inhabits eternity. He saw fit, Brother Donnie.
Yeah.
April 27, 1988, for an old drunk man didn't wait to come to the knowledge of being saved by Jesus Christ, God's Son. And you know what? I'm going to preach a message sometime, not today. They really promote diversity right now. It's a big thing. I remember when it first came out. And you know, there is some diversity to salvation.
Mm-hmm.
Here's why I said that.
Amen.
Whosoever will can come and get saved.
Amen.
But there's no diversity on how to be saved. There's only one way. There's only one name. There's only one door.
Come on, man.
I just want to tell you, I ain't preach that today, but I will preach that someday. I thought about that this week, about how the world's inclined to diversity. See, they're trying to make it where you can... I seen this church... you might have been with me, Brother Donnie. I don't know. I took Donnie so much this week. I don't know when he's with me. I might have been my son I had with me. But I remember seeing this sign up front of this church, and it said a church where you can feel comfortable in. Hey, I didn't feel comfortable until I got saved.
Yeah,
amen.
Right. Amen. Come on.
I was in the conviction. I knew where I was going. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
I might not have been in a hurry about getting saved, but I'll tell you what, all that changed after I heard a man of God preach on the Word of God. I still remember him saying, every idle word that man speak shall he give account of in the day of judgment. And buddy, he hit me. Somebody said he'd throw a rock in a pack of dogs, one of them will scroll out, and you'll know which one you hit. Well, he hit me. I'll tell you right now, buddy, I knew I'd been hit too.
Yeah.
All right, let me get here. Let me get off of that. I have to admit, I'm pretty fired up today. And I'm kind of glad God counted me faithful, put me in the ministry.
Yeah.
Right. I ain't been faithful in very many things, Brother Ed. I really haven't.
Amen.
I've been an outcast. I've been a coward. Been a fool. Been everything but faithful.
Yeah.
God saw something in me that I didn't see.
Right.
I still remember the day God called me to preach. I still remember tears coming off my cheeks saying, Lord, are you sure? Are you sure? Bible does say make your call, let you sure. God told me he wanted me to preach. I remember on a Wednesday night. He called me to preach on a Monday. On a Wednesday night, I got a Bethel Baptist church. I stood up and I said, I need to tell y'all I've been called to preach and I need your prayer. And I sat down and me and the devil got on a first name basis. I'm meeting right there.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's right.
You know what he said, Joanne? He said, is that right? And I have to admit, it wasn't in that kind of terms. But I mean, he said, it's on. You and me. I got out of that list. Remember that devil said, Jesus, I know, and Paul, I know, but who are you?
Right.
Well, I got now, it's Jesus, I know, Paul, I know, and Ed, and I know, but who are you?
Yeah.
I'm on that list. That list that Satan hates, amen. Well, I know we're on the time clock. It's right at 11:30, and I feel like preaching about 2 hours. Anybody in a hurry?
Go ahead.
Good. Praise God. I see a bunch back there shaking their head. Amen. I like that.
Yeah.
Man, can you imagine going to get heart surgery and tell a doctor, I'm in a hurry, would you mind hurrying up?
Yeah.
Can you imagine that? I mean, he cuts you look like you've been hit with a chainsaw on top of the bottom.
Right.
Sister Sharon talking about that friend of hers got congestive heart failure. Can you imagine them opening him up and he says, y'all don't mind hurrying up, I'm in a hurry?
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of the way preaching is.
Yeah.
I don't know really how long this message will last.
Right.
Okay.
I know for sure I'm just messing them over.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
I know that for a fact.
Yes.
Amen. Whatever God wants to say here today, He'll say it to me and through me. I'll get this much as y'all will. Well, as soon as I left this morning, I was completely amazed how much God could bring out of about like 8 verses there.
Yeah.
And I still stand amazed at God. Paul,
right.
Apostle Paul, before he was Apostle Paul, he was Saul. And he persecuted Christians.
Yes.
And he had more than a close encounter. He had a head-on collision with Jesus. Mm-hmm. And he had to ask Him who He was.
Yeah.
Right.
And Jesus said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest.
Uh-huh.
He said, it's hard for me to kick against the pricks. I only mention that for this reason. Saul, when he became Paul, immediately he preached Jesus. You know what he said? He said, to depart, be with Christ is far better. You know why he said that to him? He said he stoned him to death.
Right.
He got caught up in the third heaven. He got to see what we'd love to see.
That's right.
And somebody really got sent back down here. And he couldn't wait to get back. He wanted that. You read about him after he got stoned. I refuse not to die. I'm ready to die. Anybody want to kill me? I mean, boy, he was suicidal.
Right.
You know why?
Amen.
He said, the time by departure is at
hand. Right.
He said, I'm ready to go, boys.
Yeah. He's ready to go.
Yeah.
Amen.
Far better.
Right.
Can you imagine a far better place being able to go there one day? He said, I'm in a hurry.
Right.
All right, let's get on that. Just thought. Little tittle there. Matthew chapter 2. We'll take our preaching today from Matthew chapter 2. This burned in my heart all week long. And a lot of preachers do preach holiday type messages. I'm not exempt from whatever God dictates me to preach, but I was led of God to preach this message today.
Right.
Matthew chapter 2. We'll read the first 3 verses. I'll comment on a whole bunch more. But we're going to read the first 3 verses there. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem saying, where is he? Sister Carolyn, I've kind of imposed upon her to sing a song, and that statement would kind of go with the song that I imposed upon her to sing. Where is he? Where is he that's born King of the Jews? Well, that's quite a question.
Right.
For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. Man, it's about getting dangerous up here. I'm as much a preacher as anybody, I'll tell you right now, buddy, my cup's running over already just in reading.
God. Amen.
When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. We'll stop our reading right there. I'm preaching today on a Christless Christmas. Pray with me. Father, we're so thankful that you loved us so much that you gave us your only begotten Son.
Yes.
Lord, I pray, God, today you'll help us to honor that great gift, to honor your Son, to honor you, to honor your Word. Lord, we have ears, but seem like, Lord, we just can't hear. We have, Lord, a mouth, but just seem like, Father, only corrupt communication comes out of it. Lord, help us, I pray. Straighten this tongue, I pray. Give us soundness of mind, and Lord, straightness of speech. I don't want to stutter. I want to be able to say plainly the things that you put in my heart today. Thank you for these that are before us. Thank you, Father, for these that are hearing this message by way of the internet. Lord, we're so blessed, even though this be a little church, to do the great work this little church does. We're so thankful for the good singers. We're so thankful for the great members. We're so thankful, Father, just to have a little part in this little great work of this small church. Lord, bless, I pray, our efforts. Make them, I pray, Lord, sufficient for the hour we're living in. In Jesus' name, we'll ask it. Amen.
Amen.
A Christless Christmas. Probably surprise you. How many people will have a Christless Christmas. Look, I'm glad we don't have no little children here today. But I still say the same thing I'm fixing to say right now if they were here. I don't have no problem with Rudolph Red-Nosed Reindeer. I don't have no problem with Frosty the Snowman. I don't have no problem with Santa Claus, Tooth Fairy, nothing. Only problem I got, I don't like to take the preeminence of Jesus.
That's right.
You see what I mean?
Amen.
When those things take the preeminence of what we're celebrating, which is Christmas, and we'll get on that here in a minute, Christmas is when we celebrate the birth of Christ.
Amen. That's right.
Exactly right.
Now Herod,
amen.
Herod the king, he pictures a lot of people in the day and hour we're living in. I'm going to speak about that again here in a minute. I'm taking my time here because I'm going somewhere. It's going to take just a little bit to get there. This week I got my oil changed at Express Lube right there in front of Rural King, right there in front of Food Line. I went in there, Carolyn, and it full. I was kind of glad of that. I went in there with a purpose heart. I was going to witness. And I saw this black lady sitting over there, and she had one seat right beside her. All the rest of them was full. I sat down right beside her and I said, "You know Brother Fishback?" She said, "I sure do." I said, "Amen." I said, "We had him preach our homecoming." I said, "It was wonderful."
Amen.
I wanted to say that. And then you know what I said then, Brother Mitchell? I said, "Let me ask you a question." I said, "Are you going to have a Christless Christmas?" And she lit up like a 1,000-watt light bulb, Brother Dallas. She said, "Oh, Lord, no, honey. Oh, no, we're going to celebrate the birth of our Savior. We're going to have a Christ-filled Christmas forever."
Amen.
I knew I was right where I needed to be. Hey, we're just having to bear our conversation because I wasn't trying to be quiet. You know what I mean? I can't believe what I'm hearing. Yeah. Right around there. Oh, Dossie. I gave him a DVD up there in his car called Old Dossie. Well, I was Old Dossie. I mean, I'm just telling you, I come in there really to talk about Jesus.
Right.
And unfortunately for these people in there, I found some good ground in this black lady.
Yeah.
Amen.
We was on the same ground, or on the same, what do you call it?
Same page.
Something like that. We both drunk from the same fountain. She loved the Lord and I did too. We had no problem at all in the communication we was in.
Yeah.
Well, I was telling her, you know, a lot of people have Christmas this year and they won't even realize what they're celebrating. We just went through Thanksgiving. Oh, that's not it. This is it. We just went through Thanksgiving. I read this little tract and I wept. Because in this little tract, here's a man got invited to this Thanksgiving meal, and he's afraid he talk about Jesus. There's this hoping that nobody would ask him, and a little boy come up to him and said, "Oh, what are you here for?" And this man lit up right off the bat. He realized he had a platform to stand on.
Right.
Then he started talking about Jesus and about like what me and this black lady got into talking about Jesus. It offended a lot of people. Run a bunch of them off. Mike, he don't mind it a bit. He's just back there grinning. You know, he didn't mind it. But as we're sitting there talking about it, I said a lot of people, they won't recognize that unto us the Son has given. They won't recognize the reason for this season that we're celebrating.
Right.
They just want to get the days off. They just want to get the gifts. They just want somehow, you know, to not acknowledge what we're celebrating. I come in this morning,
right.
And Sister Carolyn done got the church all decorated. And I said, "Praise God, I'm in the right place." Amen.
Amen.
Jesus said, "If you be ashamed of me," He said, "I'll be ashamed of you." I'm glad we're not ashamed of Him.
Amen.
There are some churches He's not welcome. There are some churches, Brother Mitchell.
Right.
He's on the outside. And he's knocking and said, "Can I come in?"
Yeah, right.
Now listen, did you notice it said, "King of the Jews"?
Yeah.
Right.
Brother Jerry, He ain't king of the church. He's the head of the church.
That's right.
You see what I mean? There's a big difference there. But old King Herod, that wasn't good news to him. We're going to get on Herod here in just a minute. I'm just, for lack of better words, I'm just kind of following the Lord here real quick.
Bless you, God.
But me and this black lady, we had a real good time talking about the Lord. Right across in front of us was a young lady that had a little girl and a little boy. The little boy was a little bit older than the little girl, and the little girl was a handful. And they're all listening. Right in front of us was another young lady. And they got her oil change done. Y'all listen real good right here. She went up there and paid for her oil change, and she turned and looked at me and that black lady, tears dripping off her cheeks.
Oh, amen.
Now, I'm so absent-minded, I wrote down what she said. Here's what she said. I didn't want to get it messed up. When she went out the door, Rita, tears dripping off her cheeks, she said, "Best oil change ever."
Praise the Lord.
That's her very word. I didn't want to miss that up. She said, "Best oil change ever." Tears dripping off her cheeks. See, that's why it's important.
Yes.
To have a Christ-filled
right.
Christmas.
That's right.
A little girl in a talent show. She can play the piano. You know what she wants to play, Rita? Maybe I should have talked to Sharon. You know what she wanted to play, Sharon? Silent Night.
I speak to say Silent Night.
You know what the school said? They said you can play Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, but you can't play Silent Night. And they found out her First Amendment rights were abused. Guess what? They had to let her play Silent Night.
Amen.
I'm telling you, buddy, we're too silent. The Bible says let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And I say we need to be saying a whole lot more than what we're saying, and especially this time of year.
Amen.
I told Brother Donnie yesterday, I was thinking about doing something this year. I don't know if I told him all what I did. But I'm thinking about putting a big cross out there in our front yard, a huge cross. And I want to put underneath it, "Don't have a Christless Christmas this year."
Right, yeah.
I was in the sixth grade, Brother Mitchell, at E.B. Terry Elementary School. Miss Presley was my teacher, Brother Jerry. You know what she told us that morning? She said they'd come up with an abbreviation for Christmas. Of course, we just, I don't know, 10 years old, something like that. And it's an X with a dash, M-A-S.
Yeah,
X. I didn't know about it. I used it for years. I put it on Merry Xmas. I didn't know it was leaving Jesus out. I mean, I didn't know Jesus.
Amen.
That's right.
That's what the world wants to do.
That's right.
They want you to have an Xmas.
That's right, yes.
They don't want you to have anything to do.
That's right.
You know, Pilate's wife come to him. She said, "Have thou nothing to do with that just man?" She said, "I've suffered many things today in a dream because of him." I'm going to tell you right now, dreams turn to nightmare without him.
Yeah.
I'm glad, praise God, he made me have good dreams.
Yeah.
Before I met him, but I had a lot of nightmares. I was afraid to close my eyes. I was afraid to wake up in hell. I'll tell you right now, buddy, I can charge hell right now with 2 5-gallon buckets of gasoline.
Hey.
I was telling Brother Donnie about Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego getting thrown in the fiery furnace. I said, "Oh boy, old King Nebuchadnezzar was so mad. Here he is, the great king." And he told him, he said, "You either bow or you're going to burn." And I told Brother Donnie, I said, they said, "Oh king, we're not careful to answer you."
That's right.
His threat wasn't nothing to them by
that.
They said, we ain't careful to answer you. Y'all get that.
Yeah.
He said, "You ain't no threat to us." They said, "We're not careful to answer you." You know what they said, Sharon? They said, "Our God's able."
Yeah, that's right.
But whether he does or whether he don't,
that's right,
we still care. Now, we need a little bit of that kind of hide today.
Yes, Lord.
We've been doing a little bit of battling. Y'all might as well say amen.
Amen.
Amen. As we try to be politically correct and all this confusion and nonsense we've been entertaining in this so blessed a country that people are dying trying to get to America, the land of living, the land of milk and honey, I tell you, we've been battling. Amen.
Amen. That's right.
That king got mad. He got his mightiest soldiers. He said, "Bind them for all men.
That's right.
The king's order was so urgent, the men died that threw Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego in this fiery furnace. And that old king, in his fury, Brother Jerry, he took a look down in that fiery furnace. He said, did we not throw three in? He said, behold, I see four. You know what he did? He mentioned Jesus.
Yeah, he did.
Right. He said, the form of the fourth is likened to the Son of God.
Right.
Amen.
If you ever get thrown in the fire, you won't be alone.
That's right.
That's right. Amen.
Boy, they said a mouthful. Oh, we're not careful that you can.
That's right.
You know what that king did? He asked them if they didn't mind, would they please come out? Mm-hmm. They came out, they didn't even smell like smoke. And Brother Dallas was talking about smoking. This man go behind me, say that people, they didn't smell like smoke. They didn't have a hair of their head singed. None of their clothes was burned or nothing.
No.
And you know what? That old king got off that throne.
Yeah, he did.
He said, there's no God but their God.
That's right.
If anybody don't worship their God, let the house be turned down and burned and torn down, made a dunghill out of it. Anyway, I really didn't want to preach about Nebuchadnezzar. But I want you to know, a lot of people will have a crisis Christmas.
Yes, they will.
Because of the political correct bunch that's trying to somehow, bind us or hold a hell of our mouth. Try to suppress our praise for God.
Right.
I'll tell you right now, right. Jesus came in Jerusalem riding a donkey, and he said, tell these to hold their peace, and Jesus for just a moment.
Right.
He said, if I tell these to hold their peace, the rocks will immediately cry. He's going to get praise.
Yeah.
One way or another.
Right.
Yeah, I like what that girl said. She said, best oil change ever. Now, this Christless Christmas, and one reason I say that, let me back up just a little bit. I want to read a few verses. You don't use this list. You don't have to turn there. We're right here anyway. I'm going to start reading in St. Matthew chapter 1, verse 17. So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations. And from David to the carrying away of Babylon are 14 generations. And from the carrying away to Babylon unto Christ are 14 generations. I just want you to know, God does things in a timely manner.
Yeah.
And when it was the time for Jesus to be born, look at verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. This is how it came to be. When asked, his mother, Mary, was espoused to Joseph. That means she's engaged to be married. Before they came together, that means they didn't have what they accused Jesus of. I believe it's in John chapter 8 when they said, we be not born of fornication. They might have been accused of fornicating, but they did not fornicate. The Bible said before they came together.
Right.
There's something that needs to be cleared up today.
You're right.
These new versions of the Bible, Brother Dallas, they don't mention a virgin had a child. They just said a young maid. Listen, young maids have babies all the time.
Yeah.
It said, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. That's important.
Yes.
Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, not willing to make her a public example, I commend him for his nobility here, was minded to put her away privately. In other words, he said, I'll hide you, Mary. This didn't need to be hid.
That's right.
This is one of the signs of the Messiah.
Yes, it is.
Right.
This is Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. Behold, the Lord will give you a sign. A virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and ye shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. God!
Man, that's right. Man.
Now listen.
That's right.
There's a lot of babies that have become a king. There's only one king that became a baby. I heard that on the radio too. I'll just tell you, I heard that from someone else, but how good that was. He was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which conceived of her is of the Holy Ghost, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all of this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, as did the angel,
I'm sorry, let me read this again. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did, thank you, Lord, as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not until she had brought forth her what? Firstborn.
That's right.
Son, and they didn't have no gender issues. They called him a son.
That's right.
And called his name Jesus. Now, when I said this gives the indication of the first Christmas, there's wise men that came from the east to Jerusalem. And Genesis chapter 25, verse 6 mentions about Abraham having children by concubines, and he didn't want them to share heir with his son Isaac, so he gave them gifts and he sent them away. Where did he send them? To the east. You see what I mean?
Amen.
These wasn't just any wise men.
Right.
These were wise men from the east. God said about Abraham in Genesis chapter 18, verse 6, I know him.
Right.
He'll command his children and his children's children, and they'll keep my way. These wise men, they were looking for something. They'd been told something. You remember what Jesus said about Abraham Dallas? He said, Abraham rejoiced to see my day. And he saw it. And they said, thou art not yet 50 years old. And knowest thou Abraham? And Jesus had to be a little bit politically correct right here. He said, before Abraham was, I am. They didn't really get that. They got it later. But Abraham, when he was told of God to offer up his only son, Isaac, up on Mount Moriah, as he's going up the mountain, and his son being inquisitive, he said, Father, I see we got the wood and the fire. Where's the sacrifice? Yeah. Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a sacrifice.
Amen.
And that's exactly what Jesus did. He provided himself a sacrifice for us.
Yes.
He gave his life a ransom for all to be testified in due time.
Yeah.
But anyway, when they got up there, Abraham being obedient to the word of God, he's getting ready to kill his son. He drives back the knife. And God said, stop. Hold everything, Abraham. I just want to make sure you love me enough to give your son
Amen.
If I require it.
Yeah.
And Abraham said, thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
God said, he opened Abraham's eyes and he saw, I believe it was a ram with his horns stuck in the thicket. You know what Abraham did? He offered up that ram instead of his son.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what else Abraham said? He said, in the mount of the Lord, it shall be seen. Boy, Jesus said, he saw my day. He said, Abraham, rejoice to see my day. He saw it.
Yeah, he did.
You know what he called that place? Jehovah Jireh. You know what that means?
Yeah.
The Lord will provide.
That's right.
John Baptist saw Jesus and said, hey! Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Abraham said, God provide himself a lamb.
Yeah.
And he did. The trouble. I really need to fill this in before I get to these points here. Let me read, real quick. Let me read just a few gifts, a few verses here. I want to get to these gifts that they gave Jesus. But it says that old King Herod, he is troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he gathered all the chief priests and the scribes and the people together, notice this. He demanded. Boy, ain't that like the world?
Yeah.
They make their demands.
Yes, they do.
Woo! The Bible said God winks at men, at the wisdom of this world, and commands men everywhere to repent. He made demands. He thought he was the King of Kings. He thought he had the right to make a demand.
Amen.
Oh my. He demanded. He didn't go to the preacher. He goes to these corrupt priests here and these scribes, and he calls the people, and he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it's written by the prophets, and you know, and thou Bethlehem in the land of Judea art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.
And I think that scripture actually comes out of Micah. Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, he thought he had the upper hand here, privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go search diligently for the young child, and when ye found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. And when they heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were coming to the manger, not the house, when they come into the house, they saw the, not the baby in swaddling clothes, they saw the young child. All these manger scenes, I don't really have a problem with it, but you know, really, Jesus was 2 years old when these boys came. But when these wise men, by the way, it doesn't necessarily say there was three. You just look, it says wise men from the east came. But anyway, I'm not here to make any agenda here. When they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him, when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed unto their own country another way. I read that because I wanted to mention about gifts being given at his birth. You know, we always think about why are we celebrating Christmas? Well, they celebrated it there, the birth of this child.
Yes.
Now, it wasn't on the day he was born. They didn't get to him. They're about 2 years away, I guess. Long journey they came.
Yeah.
But anyway, they made the journey, and they found the child, and they gave the gifts, and then they departed another way and went back home. Now, let me get to my points here. I've got to be pretty quick here. Oh, my. Spread my wheels there just a little bit. Here's my first point. The very first Christless Christmas. Notice the trouble it brought, verse number 3. And you know, even today, great trouble come to some during this time. My pastor says it's the most pressing time of the year.
Yes,
there's more suicides this time than any other time. There's more divorces this time. There's more abuse this time.
Right.
Didn't they have exceeding great joy? Well, everybody ain't like that.
No, that's right.
They don't want it called Christmas tree.
No.
That's right.
They don't want you to say Merry Christmas, Brother Dallas.
No.
No, they don't.
Boy, they're in more trouble than you realize.
Right.
You know, Saul, he ran head on into Jesus, and that's the best day of his life.
Right.
He even mentioned, he said that he'd killed people and created havoc to the church, but he said, I did it ignorantly.
Yeah,
in unbelief. But he got on board when he ran into the head of the church. And first thing he did after he realized who he's talking to, he said, Lord, what would you have me to do? And he fell right in line. But this world's going to fall right in line too.
That's right.
But listen, this time of exceeding great joy, it brought trouble to Herod. It brought trouble to Jerusalem. And that question, where is he?
Right.
Where is he? They asked the question, where is he born King of the Jews? You'll either have joy or trouble when it concerns that name Jesus. You'll either run from him or run to him.
Right.
It'll cost you in this day and time.
Yes.
It'll cost you to bear his name. But it's worth every penny of it.
That's right.
Me and Brother Donnie was having a conversation yesterday, and he shared with me something that I won't share with you, but I will tell you this. He done a great deed.
Amen.
Amen.
And he that sees in secret, the reward's open.
Right.
We'll see to it. I said it cost you something.
That's right.
Worth every penny of it. I got a blessing just hearing about it.
Amen.
You know, some people, they need help. And you do your best to help them. I do too. I try to help all I can. Church is trying to get some food together to help a family that's struggling right now.
Yeah, that's right.
Wife got an issue I won't collaborate on. And this father with the two sons is struggling, trying to compensate for her not being there. You know, and I used to be one of them, Rita. Took my wife for granted.
Yeah.
I didn't realize just what all she did.
That's exactly
a lot of husbands are like that.
That's right.
They don't really realize she washed my clothes.
Right.
She cooked my meals. Lots of time answered the phone, got important messages to me. I was one of those boneheads. I took it all for granted.
Mm-hmm.
After I finally realized, you know what all she did, I was pretty appreciative.
Right.
And I tried to make it up to her.
That's right.
Bought her a car, she told me to want it. I'm still buying her a car. But anyway, she's been my wife for 44 years. Anybody put up with me that long, well, she's worth everything that money can afford.
That's right.
She fleeces me. Donnie said, why you let her do that? I said, because she puts up with me. I know anyway. There ain't enough money we put up with him, but she does.
Right.
Yeah. She puts up with it anyway.
Right.
She stood by my side. I said, don't you remember, honey? He said, better or worse than ever these parts. She said, don't tempt me. I'll kill you. I said, honey, he said he won't put no more on in what you can bear. She said, I'll talk to him when I get to heaven about that. Well, listen, it cost you something to bear the name of Christ, but it's worth every penny of it. And I want you to know this king, he's troubled. I want you to know Jerusalem's troubled. And what brought the trouble is this one born named Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
They didn't want to celebrate Christmas. We're living in that day and hour now.
Yes, we are.
Not only the trouble it brought, the terror. The terror that it brought. Look down verse 16. Then Herod, when he saw his mouth of the wise men, was exceeding wroth, that means mad, and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem and in all the coast thereof from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men.
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
It brought trouble. It brought terror. Can you imagine the mothers? Me and Donnie stopped and eat last night at Burger King. Got us a Whopper combo. Pretty good, too. Fresh one, but not.
Amen, brother.
There was a mother over there with a little baby. And there was a grandmother over there with a little infant. But that mother was doing the best she could, this little girl. I said, they're just full of life. We're hacked. We just can't hardly relate to them. I mean, they're just full of energy. And here we are, just barely able to make it through the day. But I said, just give them lots of kisses, lots of hugs, and just remember this. Walmart quit carrying them.
Right.
Can't get them no more. Walmart.
That's
right. Psalm 127, verse 3, lo, children are heritage from the Lord. Fruit of the womb is his reward. Next verse said, blessed is man, has his quiver full of it.
Yeah, that's right.
Them Amish know what that means.
Oh, yeah.
I never met Amish that had 15 boys.
That's right.
And more if I could get them.
Yeah.
Sorry, them Amish, mom. That's how you run a farm. Instead of paying, I mean, instead of paying, you say, you get up there and work, boy. Man, I kind of wish I put my boy to work. That's sorry thing. I love him. But he needs to get a job. He needs to work. Amen. The terror it brought. Look, these were innocent babies killed because of this hatred towards Christ. This king that was born in this Christ rejecting Jerusalem with this King Herod reminds me of the innocent babies being slaughtered in the abortion clinics of America today.
Yeah.
And if that's not sin enough, they add this sin to it. They sell the parts of those babies and brag about buying Lamborghinis
for
the money. Does anybody know how much a Lamborghini costs?
No.
I'll tell you, I looked it up.
I didn't know what it is.
It's a high price racing car, Joanne. Here's how much that high price racing car costs. $250,000. $256,000 will buy you a Lamborghini. Mm. Can you imagine Carolyn driving down the road bragging about killing innocent babies, then driving a car from the proceeds of that innocent blood? God confronted Cain and he said, the blood of your brother cried out to me from the ground.
Right.
Can you imagine the cries going to heaven right now?
Mm,
now there was cries that went to heaven. King Herod's day, all of these innocent babies slaughtered, but they're still going on today. One of the things God hates, remember? Yeah. Hands that shed innocent blood. Right. Six things do the Lord hates.
Yes.
Proverbs chapter 6, 7th abomination to Him.
Yes, it is.
Talk about blood money. Judas didn't want that blood money after he betrayed that innocent blood. He brought that money to them priests. They said, what's that to us?
Yeah.
Right. He threw it down when I hung himself.
Yeah.
Pilate, after he gave the commandment to crucify Jesus, he said, bring me some water, boys.
Yeah.
I'll wash my hands of the blood of this innocent, just person. You know how Pilate finished out his life, Mitchell? They said he roamed the hills washing his hands of everybody in water he come to trying to get that blood off of those hands.
Mm.
I don't know how these people stomach doing what they do. I mean, it's kind of cloak and dagger. They don't want you to know that these are babies they're born. They don't want you to know that some of them survive.
That's right. Amen.
The terror it brought. The travel it brought. Look at verse 13. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto Joseph in a dream, saying, arise, take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt and be thou there till I bring the word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. It ain't no fun moving. But I'm going to guess in this case they didn't even take time to pack.
Right.
I just moved my daughter's belongings out of an apartment to a storage building about to kill me. One of these days we'll make our last move, amen?
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't have time to pack everything. They just had time to flee for their life.
That's right. Amen.
Herod's going to kill this baby.
Right.
I'm going to guess he's probably going to kill them too for bringing this king of the Jews into Jerusalem anyway. But anyway, for lack of better words, God's already way above Herod, and he's got them headed to Egypt, and they did get there before, it said in verse 14, and when he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed unto Egypt, and he was there till the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of by the Lord, by the prophet, saying, out of Egypt have I called my son. The travel that it brought. Come on, fly. Right now there's a great calm. But I want you to know there's a storm brewing.
Yep.
That's right.
And it's coming upon this world. It's mentioned in Matthew chapter 24. Verses 16 through 22. And when this storm hits, they'll have to flee to the mountains.
Yeah.
That's right.
They'll have to flee from the rooftops.
Right.
They'll have to flee from the fields. And it goes on to say, woe unto them that are with child.
Uh-huh.
And that have children, because they'll be slowed down.
Yeah.
This storm, it's not going away. I know they try to predict storms now, and they try to name them, and they call it, I think the last one was called Ezekiel. Well, at least they got a Bible name, amen. But these storms, not like this storm. This storm's definitely going to hit.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to cause a lot of people to travel. And I mean, they're going to take their flight. They're going to run plumb out of their shoes.
That's right. Amen.
Herod, like a lot of people, and I'm done right here. Herod, like a lot of people, didn't want to give up his throne to Jesus.
Right.
I used to be a Herod. For 34 years, I sat on my throne.
Right.
I thought I had the right to say, this is my house. You're my wife. I bought that. That was where it is. But April 27, 1988, we had a little trouble with our flag out there, brother. Brother Ed working on when I got here. I'm sure appreciate best thing in the preacher could ever ask for.
Right.
Love this man.
Amen.
Mm. That's what takes out a good church.
That's right. Amen.
I believe I can trust it with anything. But
no reservation at all.
That's right. Amen.
This wasn't an American flag I raised up. It was a white flag. You remember that song, I Surrender All?
Yeah.
That's exactly what I had to do.
That's right.
I had to surrender all to it, Dallas. It wasn't like I could say, I'll tell you what, I'll give up a few things and give it all up. I got off my throne. Vonnie, Jesus took his rightful place upon the throne of my heart. And he's been ruling and reigning for 31 years now. Now, this is between me and the Lord, but I'll share with y'all anyway. I lived for Eddie Wade of the world, the devil, we're going to call it, for 34 years.
Yeah.
I've lived for Jesus now 31 years.
Amen.
And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, if you be willing, I'd like to live more for you than I did for the world, the devil, me, whatever.
Right.
Now, next year, I'll be saved 32 years. If God be willing, I'll live to the year 2022. I'll go right now. I'm kind of like Paul. I'm in a hurry.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, if I got the option right now, would you leave right now? I say,
that's God.
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
You talking about God's speed, I'll tell you right now, I'd be sitting in your shoes here. Forget about the grave. Right. I'm out of here.
Amen.
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 Man, some people, they ain't in no hurry. I'm past beyond being in a hurry.
Right.
I want you to know my treasures aren't down here.
No.
I want you to know my testimony is not nothing about down here. My treasures are up there. My testimony is up there. I'll be one day. I'm going up there.
I'll
finally fit in. I don't fit in under.
Right.
Devil can't use me no more.
No.
He sure like to. But there's a lot of Harriets today. And Sister Joanne, they don't want to give up their throne.
Yeah.
That's what it takes to let Jesus be the Lord and King.
Yeah.
That's right.
And I thank God for that day I read that flag, white flag.
Yeah. That's right.
I thank God for that day. I wish I'd done it sooner. But a fool like me, it took 34 years for God. The Bible says the preparation of hearts of the Lord. And it says in Psalm 127, verse number 1, except the Lord build the house, they labor to build it, labor in vain. That means God's got to be saved.
Yeah.
As much as I'd like to see people saved, I couldn't save a gnat.
That's right.
I really couldn't.
That's right.
But I can, like a compass, I can point them to Him that's able to save to the utmost from the governors.
Right.
But a lot of people, when Woody said, somebody said that he saved them. He said, I feel sorry for those I saved. And he said, if that could ever be true, he said, it'd be a mess. But he said, I thank God for those that Jesus saves.
That's right, right.
Well, a lot of people get all mixed up on that. But that King Herod, he didn't want to let go of his throne. He didn't want to let go of his power, his pomp, his prestige, all of that stuff. And there are a lot of people today like him. And they want to try to hold on to the earthly throne.
That's right.
But there's only one way to be happy in Jesus. And that's to trust and obey.
Amen.
That's right. Trust and obey.
I would to God, Brother Mitchell, that the world would raise up white flags today of surrender.
Right.
Though millions have come, there's still room for one.
Yes.
There's room at the cross for you. I can't sing a lick. I'll tell you right now, I got a song in my heart.
Hey,
right.
Yes.
I'm glad there was room at the cross for me.
Yes.
Even though millions that came, there was still room for me.
That's right. Amen.
There's room for all. Father, we thank you for the blessed privilege to preach about your Son and to brag on your Son. Lord, I would to God that the world knew Him personally as their Lord and Savior. May those that hear this message outside of this church by way of internet or by whatever means, may they realize how wonderful it is to be saved.
Yes.
And may they truly want to be saved and want to live for Jesus.
Yes.
Whatever the Lord's done from here on out, let it be to your glory, to your honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I'd like to ask everybody to stand, please. I'd like to get Brother Jerry, please, and Sister Sharon, sing a verse of invitation on him. Thank you for bearing with me. That's only part one. We're going to be preaching along the same lines next Sunday, good Lord be willing. And I'll let him have the final say in that, for I've done been there before.
13 in the blue book.